Hi, this is Zoe Routh, and this is episode 9, an interview with Andrew Sykes, partner at the local firm. Well, it's an international firm, but the Canberra branch of RSM. And we're talking about social agenda and business. Andrew will also be a table host at our upcoming event, The Edge of Leadership, which is happening in Canberra, 28th of March, 2017. And we've got 2 days left to get super early bird tickets on special now for less than half price until the 30th of November. So you can grab those at my website, zoerouth.com, and click on events, and there you have it.
Welcome to the Zoe Routh Leadership Podcast, your source of strategies and insights to make you a better leader. Influence, improve, inspire.
Hi, this is Zoe Routh, and I'm really excited to be here with Andrew Sykes from RSM, and we're going to be talking a little bit about his background and his interest in doing social agenda work through his work and through him personally. So, Andrew, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
So give us a little bit of background for our listeners. How did you get into what you're doing, and what is your current role at RSM?
I came into accounting through doing a degree at university, and then I spent quite a number of years in the financial markets. When they changed, I decided to follow my first love, which is small business advisory and working with small businesses and people. That was in 2001, so I've been with RSM for the last 15 years and enjoy it. My main role is to work with clients and staff to help build businesses.
Great. And what's your current role now at RSM?
I'm a partner in the Canberra practice, one of the two partners that run our business advisory division.
Yeah, fantastic. I love small business too. It's one of my favourite sectors in business.
It's the most exciting area to work in because you can see the impact on people's lives.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. What do you love specifically about small business?
You can work with small business and help them grow. So we can work with small business, and you can see the results very quickly. Often bigger businesses are harder to turn around, and there's not the same personal involvement and commitment. Yeah. So I enjoy working with the owners and seeing them grow their businesses over years.
Awesome. And are you Canberra born and bred?
I'm from Sydney, like so many Canberrans. Been here since I was 14.
Okay, so you're really a Canberra citizen.
Pretty much.
Awesome. And so when it comes to RSM and the community, I know that RSM has been really present in helping different charities. What is the approach and what is the philosophy that RSM has?
We found at RSM that when we started growing our own business, that other elements of the community came to us and started to ask us for assistance. We tried to put formal structures in place to give everyone a fair go at that, and we started to think that as we got bigger, we had more of an obligation. So we felt that being part of a community meant that we had to try and give back. And we've really tried to focus on that. In particular, over the last 3 years, we've been heavily involved with organisations impacted by NDIS. Mm-hmm. And I think about 15 to 20% of the work that we've done in that area has actually been pro bono. So we try and make a difference when we go in and work with community organisations.
Okay, so the involvement you have with charity organisations, you go in and basically give them pro bono business advice, is that the way that you're doing it?
A mixture of pro bono. We also support a number of organisations in terms of cash sponsorship as well. So it's not just our time, it's our resources and energy that we put into it.
Right, and you've been supporters of Men's Link, haven't you?
Men's Link is a particularly important charity to us. We think they do a great job, and they're a local organisation too. We think they've come up with a good idea, and they impact on an area that's important to us.
Yeah, I definitely think that supporting young adolescent men in the Canberra community is the key to a better society, and it's often a sector that gets left behind. There's a lot of focus on other charity sectors, so I think this is a good one to profile for sure. Now, another interesting thing is because the event that we're holding next year, Edge of Leadership, where you're a table host, very excited for that, is in support of Men's Link and Outward Bound. And they work together on a project for second-year mentees for Men's Link. And you confessed before we turned on the recording that you actually did an Outward Bound program. And you were telling me a little bit about that.
Tell me what you remember, because it was a while ago now, what you remember getting out of it.
It was a long time ago. I do remember getting camaraderie and companionship from the school group that I did it with. It brought us together closer, and it also gave the opportunity for a challenge to actually learn how far you could push yourself. And that's what I really enjoyed about it.
You went to one of the hardest areas up. Like, I used to work at Aberbound for 10 years, and I know that the program you did in Cooleman was pretty tough. What do you remember about the environment out there?
We seemed to always do it, the school I went to, in the coldest part of the year. So we had snow, we had rain, we were up on the frost plains, and it was just a fantastic environment. You get away from the pressures of day-to-day life, and you get to focus and be present in the moment and just enjoy what you're doing. It was one of the important couple of weeks in my life.
Fantastic. It's wonderful that it had such an impact. And that's why I'm particularly excited that Men's Link does this program for their guys in second year, because to get a chance to do it as a young man, as a young person, it can make a profound difference, as you said, you know, just teaching you how to be present, how to deal with just the basics and be there with other people, which is awesome.
We work with a lot of young people. We bring young people into our business as the future leaders of our organisation. And we often find that young men are a little bit lost when they come in. They don't really understand their roles and where they fit in. And there are some challenges with maturity in some of the young men that come through. So we think things like that are fantastic.
Yeah, right. So you mean young men as in your new employees?
Yeah, we have new employees as young as 18 years old working with us. So we take employees when they come through, finish school, and we'll be starting uni.
And 18, when you're 18, sounds very mature. And when you're a little bit grayer, it seems very early in life, doesn't it?
From my point of view, it's a long way back in the past. So we think that any assistants that can start developing their leadership skills and start turning them into professionals and give them a little bit of maturity and presence is ideal.
Yeah, that's right. I was speaking to a mutual colleague, Di Cargas, who is a huge philanthropist advocate in the Canberra community, and I know she's been speaking with you about helping you develop RSM's social agenda, and she asked you to survey your staff about what they contribute. Has this happened already?
Yeah, we've done a survey, and the amount of goodwill and contribution that goes back from our staff is incredible. So almost every employee at RSM is involved in some sort of social contribution, whether it's being a treasurer on a board, a director. We have people volunteering overseas. We have people volunteering locally in a whole range of causes. So there would probably be upwards of a dozen charities that benefit from just volunteering, and then the number of local associations and small groups that get assistance is quite amazing. We were very impressed by how much our staff do.
Yeah, right. And did you manage to talk to any of them and find out what it is about the community contribution that gets them to get out the door and do that?
Yeah. While the movie The Accountant may have given an unreal sense of how glamorous it is to be an accountant, and particularly a tax accountant, we do have quite often a lot of our work is very distant from people, and it's very focused just on money. And the main reason is that, given by staff, is that they just want to give something back and be involved in something that's not related to just making profit.
Yeah, right. So bringing some purpose and meaning into all aspects of their life.
Correct. It adds more meaning to their life. Mm-hmm. And it gets to engage with those that they don't normally engage with.
Mm. So is RSM looking to be more structured and focused around the charities that it support, or what's happening in the strategic aspect of that?
We've done an assessment of the amount of work that has or the amount of contribution that our staff are making and us as a business is making, and it comes to a pretty significant value. It's up into the hundreds of thousands of dollars. We're now looking to restructure that where there's a process for organisations to come to us and be fairly and independently assessed. We do find one of our biggest themes for the coming 12 months is diversity, and it's diversity across all of our areas of our business. It's very easy to make a social contribution or contribute to a charity that you like and that maybe your friends are running. We think, given the size of the RSM practice and our size as a part of the Canberra community, we now need to be a little more equal with it and a little fair with how we distribute it, and give all organisations a chance to benefit. Oh, rather than just the ones we like.
Well, you have an opportunity to like even more, I guess, through that process.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
I think that's interesting, because you're right, like bigger companies do have a bigger profile, therefore would be more visible to charities wanting some support and so on. So I think that's great that you're coming up with a process to help.
Well, it also ties in with our view that it's not an optional part of modern business anymore, is that there is a positive obligation for organisations to give back and to be involved in the community. Mm. And there needs to be a fair and open and transparent process for that.
Mm. Well, there's one thing to think about it as obligation and duty, and what I'm hearing from you, that it's actually more than just an obligation and duty. It's actually a calling from the heart, and certainly having surveyed your staff and hearing from them that bringing that meaning, they do it outside of their work, and now to bring it and integrate it into your entire firm as a process is more than just a responsibility. It's more of a calling, I think. This is what I'm hearing from you.
Yeah, obligation doesn't mean that it's onerous.
Distinction point.
So obligation means that it's just not something that's optional. It's something that you should, as part of your business planning, include in your business planning.
Yeah. So I'm curious now, because you work a lot with small business, is this something that you have in discussions with your small business clients about how they contribute to community?
Yeah, we encourage all of our small business clients to give.
Yeah, fantastic.
And to be part of the community that they're involved in. And a surprising number do. So most of our clients would be doing something.
That's what I've been finding in interviewing people and meeting people about this event that we're organizing for next year, is the extraordinary amount of generosity in the Canberra business community for local charities and for charities more broadly. And it's really the untold story of the Canberra business community success and contribution. And I think the more that we can put light on that, the better it's going to be, one, for business, but also for the communities that and services that we support. And I think that's awesome that you include that as a significant aspect of developing small business.
Yeah, and we also see it's also a significant part of providing work-life balance for staff.
Mm.
Staff, when they come and work for us or apply for a job, will ask us what sort of opportunities we do provide in terms of volunteering.
Mm.
We are about to trial a program where we'll allow our staff to have 2 days a year where they will not have it deducted from their leave, and they'll get to go and help other organisations.
Mm.
So we find that it's coming through in all areas of business.
Mm. Yeah, that's great. And Di Cargas talks about the three things that business owners and leaders would have available to help: treasured time and talent. And it sounds like RSM is doing all three. So treasure, donating money, time, allowing staff time, and talent, getting your talent being put forward for pro bono. So congratulations on being so robust in your community contribution.
Thank you. It's part of our business, is important to it. It's also beyond business. It's part of being a good member of the community.
Mm. And for you personally, what charities light you up? What causes, if you like, are you drawn to?
Probably more than charities at the moment is the whole idea around diversity. Mm. I suppose it's a reaction to some of the things we see in society at the moment. Mm. But also it comes from diversity in terms of gender equality is a major challenge for all professional organisations. So it's probably more towards diversity than any other particular charity. But looking at a cause or a charity, I think depression seems to be a major and grows to be a major issue. And it's one that seems to hit professions reasonably hard. We do have, we've had a number of examples of staff who've had to deal with issues related to depression, and it's a very difficult situation to manage. It's very confronting, dealing with it in the workplace and having to ask people, if they're okay and moving beyond just flippant interactions. And then when they say they're not, the whole process of managing them through taking time off work, dealing with their family, dealing with doctors, psychologists, helping them while they return to work, and it can go on for 2 or 3 years. Mm. So it is, getting in front of depression and learning how to spot the signs up front and helping people deal with it, I think, is a critical issue.
Mm. Well, Seth Godin talks about the modern organization being a modern-day tribe. Mm. And I think when you have that concept that your people, your staff, are part of your tribe, part of your family, if you like, your corporate family, then that kind of interest and care for them as human beings is really important. Mm. And that's really different than 10, 20 years ago, when that kind of private life was sort of severed off from your working day, and being responsible for it or being interested and compassionate around it is a sign of more heart in business, I think.
Yeah, it's definitely two-way now. I remember when I started working, you never really spoke to the partners in an accounting practice or the senior people, and there was a real divide. Now it's very much two-way communication, and it's very much our staff are all of the assets of our business. All of our assets walk out the door every night, and we hope they come back the next day. So we need to care for them more than just making a profit off them.
Mm, yeah, absolutely. And that kind of sense of people are the business is an evolving meme. And the smart businesses think about their people as critical as family. So well done on that.
Thank you.
So last question for you. What is your advice? Well, you've already started talking about this in terms of advice for business when it comes to social contribution. If you were talking to me as a small business client of yours, what would you suggest I do in terms of looking at social contribution? How would I start with that?
Start coming up with a plan. First off, make a commitment to it, and commit to making it part of your business's DNA. So promote it with your staff, put it up on your website, let people know. We've always been very shy about promoting anything we've done.
Yeah.
But what we find is that the promotion of it actually works internally rather than externally, and letting our staff and our people know that it's commitment and priority for us, it's one of the things that we expect to do in business, then it starts to flow through. So the first thing to do is just to get started, is to have a think and try and work out what's some sort of cause. It could be, become a Men's Link mentor, or it could be as simple as take a table at the next Men's Link breakfast to get involved, or go and attend one of the many charity functions to start learning about it, and then just start planning to start. Mm. Get into it.
Well, a great opportunity for folks is to come along to the Edge of Leadership next year, where we're going to have an extraordinary amount of business leaders sharing their experiences and the different charities they support, as well as a number of not-for-profits in the room as well, showcasing their causes and what's important to them. So if businesses are new to this space and want to integrate it, that's a good place to start. And that's fantastic advice.
Yeah, correct. And that just becomes about networking with other businesses who are looking to do the same thing.
Mm. And the power of collaboration around that just sort of creates an exponential ripple for sure.
That's correct.
Andrew, thank you so much for your time this morning. I really appreciate it. And I'm so excited that you're going to be a table host at our event, Edge of Leadership, on the 28th of March, 2017. And everybody else who comes along will get a chance to hear your story more explicitly and have intimate conversations with you. So thanks very much again.
Thanks for the opportunity.